One of the areas of Hilchos Brachos, which is very challenging, is Ikar V'Tochel. That just because you go ahead and eat something, doesn't mean you make a bracha on everything. And in many situations, you have what's called to look and see what's the Ikar, and what's the Tochel. And that obviously applies when you're making one food together, a mixture of various ingredients. And that also applies when, which we're going to speak about, when actually you might eat the two, you might eat on some level the two foods separately. So let's see. So the mitzvah of acts favors. The Mishnah, Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph, source number one, discusses Heviu Lefanav Maliach Tchila Upas Imo. And the classic case is, as I was always taught, is that if you eat something extremely, extremely salty, a very salty fish, okay? It's very difficult, very challenging to eat this by itself, and therefore you have to eat it with bread. But the reason you're eating it is because of the fish or the salty piece, not because of the bread. So a veal the fun of maliach chilo pas imo. Mevarach ala maliach, you make a bracha on the salty item, there's a pas, and the pas does not require a bracha. Shapas tfeilo, because the pas, the bread is secondary to the salty food. Zaklal, kol shehu ikar, anything which is an ikar, the imo tfeilo, and there's something comes wrong which is secondary to it, mevarach ala ikar, there's a tfeilo. So, Gemara asks the question, okay, because you know, bread is a staple of our lives. Okay. So Gemara asks, Umik, Amidi, is it really something that Miliach Iker of Has Tvela, that the salt is the Iker and the bread is secondary to it? So, Amarav Acha, Bereda, Rav Iram, Ravashi. This is Gemara, I learned, obviously, when I was still in Chutz Loretz, and I made Aliyah, I had an Eretz Yisrael moment. This is Amaravashi. We're talking about Ochle Peros Genusar. So if you ever have been near the very area of Gennaret, you'll see this is, I think it's called Genusar, the area. Genusar. Okay. And because obviously, by the way, if you look at the story, when the Amorayim were eating these Peros, those were Amorayim who actually lived in the north. Okay, as a matter of fact, during the last Kufa of Chazal and Eretz Yisrael, really everything took place in the north. That's why all the graves are actually in the north. Amar Rav Avrachana. So what does that mean? He says. So what does that mean? He says. What does it mean? Ochle Peros Genusar Shanu. So he says like this. So if you look at Tosis explains the what happens like this. Why would a person eat something very salty? Someone mentioned herring. All right. Herring's not that salty, I have to tell you, okay? It could be, okay? But what happened was, Gemara says they would eat these fruits, and these fruits were so, so sweet. So after they ate the fruits, they had to somehow bring their body back to equilibrium. They would eat something salty. But the salty item was so salty, they couldn't eat it, so they neutralized it with bread. That's what Gemara says, okay? That's what happens, okay? What can I tell you, okay? So he said, if you look at Tosfos source number two explains that shemaliach ikur, the maliach is the ikur. Why? Shehubala hashiv alev. It's coming to bring the heart back. Shenechlash nevatigus averus, because it become weakened from the sweetness of the fruit. We always think that sugar makes people crazy, but those I think most weak. But pashal akrav tofel, he says. And the pas, the bread that's after it should be tofel. The ainu bala b'shvila maliach, and only comes because of. The salt. So Tosis asked the question, okay, so I don't understand. This is very important. The Im Tomar, that's the case. The Maliach's not the Iker. What's the Iker? The fruit. Im Tomar, Parasav Iker. Maliach Tafel. Levarach el Aperos. You should make a barbates in the Aperos. Viliftar Kulo. See, he said like this. Vie Shalomar. This is very important. All right. Shalo Achal Aperos Bosa Maimid. He says, you didn't eat the fruit at the same time. What does that mean? You ate the fruit, and then 20 minutes later, says, oh my gosh, I can't deal with this, and I have to have something salty, right? Inami, v'shah sha'achal peres genusar, and this is very important, at the time that you ate the peres genusar, lo hoya shamadayim maliach upas, Because when you ate the Peretz Genusa, you didn't have the bread and the salt, the bread and the salt. Well, you needed it. Why? Because you weren't sure that you needed it. Like if you would go ahead and they would detect it, oh my gosh, I need an injection of some neutralizer. The lawyer there, Sheyachlach Libo Machmas Antikas, you didn't know that your heart would become weak because of the Antikas, the sweetness. Okay, so it's a very important topic. What does it mean? So when I go ahead and I eat something, right, which is Iker and Tafel. So I don't have to make a bracha on the Tafel, I make a bracha on the Iker. Is it that the Tafel does not require a bracha? Or is it that the Tafel is included in the bracha on the Iker? That's the question. We say that the Tafel is like they don't count, they're not there anymore, okay? You know, a lot of times when we say Batel Barov, it's like the Tafel is not there anymore, okay? It's Batel, it's lost identity. Or we say, no, the Tafel still has identity, you're still eating the bread, but the bracha on the Iker is Poter
Tvela. Wouldn't it be easier just to eat a piece of bread instead of the fish?
I don't know. That's not really relevant because the Gemara. I'm just looking at what's for the Gemara.
Okay.
So like this. So now, so that's the question. So from this Tosis we see that no, everything requires a bracha. Just if you have an ikar and a tuffel, the bracha and the ikar potters a tuffel. But if when you make the bracha and the ikar, you're not thinking about the tuffel, right? Gotta make a new bracha. That's what Tosfos says, and that's a very important concept to understand for that reason. Okay, so now.
How could it cover it if it's totally different?
It sounds crazy, right? It sounds crazy, but that's what it is. Okay, so the truth is that for years and years and years, I thought it's not really relevant to me because I never really eat very salty things. Okay, it's not really relevant. Okay, however, you know, if you think about it, let's say for example, if a person eats. Someone eats like a wafer, right? A wafer, a not sweet wafer with ice cream, okay? And the only reason why you're eating the wafer is why?
It's like an ice cream cone.
It's like an ice cream cone, right? So you really just make a shahakon, that's it, it's over, okay? So if you're eating a sugar cone, you used to say a sugar cone requires a bracha. You eat a sugar cone is sweet, you want the sugar cone itself, but a regular cone. So it's not that strange. Whatever, I know it sounds, but let's go, we'll see how relevant really this halacha is.
So if I ate a soup the other day, and it was just so incredibly spicy that I couldn't finish it, but if I had taken a piece of bread to eat, to help me get through the soup.
Not so posh. Let's wait. Okay. It's not so simple.
Does it also say that it also has to be at the table at the same time?
I don't think so. Let's see.
Let's lo hayasham.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so he's the dough. He says. He says lo hayodeya sheyechla. That was the first answer. Okay. In other words, the first answer. He says the lo hayodeya sheyechla shliba machmas matikos. All right. I think if you knew you're going to get it, right? It's in the cabinet, right? I think then you're yotzei. He says lo hayodeya. Fine. Let's go. So. The Shulchan Aruch says like this: Im achar shavira chalapas, shochel beis acher shenasomach aleihem. So let's say after you made a bracha on bread, okay, and this can happen. He says, and then your neighbor sends you some food that you never expected to have. Okay, you know, you made a bracha on bread and you're having a regular meal, and then your neighbor sends you over a steak. Right? Yeah, right? He says, below he died to Ladori. He didn't think about it. Well, I'm a sugar, well, I think I'm going to get steak, right? Afilum midarkam should love below the pasta pass, charcoal bark lang at the end of Memlach. In other words, so even though Hamotzi potters everything, it's not like it doesn't require a bracha. What does Hamotzi do? Hamotzi says all the things that require a bracha are now pottered by what? By a motzi. But and the way it works is that I have das to eat all those things. I don't das to eat those things, right? It's not like a motzi is like, okay, it's carte blanche. No more brachas. No, what a motzi basically says is, yes, everything requires a bracha. A motzi potters the bracha. A motzi potters a bracha on what your das is to eat. But if your das is not to eat that, then you have to go and you have to go and you have to make a new bracha. It says like this. The lower isin is harmazet. So what does that mean? Let's say, for example, a person sat down, and they washed. And they're expecting to have fleishiks. Okay, there's a nice barbecue going on, right? And then all of a sudden, they saw that one of their siblings is making soup. They're going to put cheese inside, and they said, "Oh, forget the fleishiks. I want to have soup with cheese inside, right?" And you never intended to have soup with the cheese, right? According to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, you have to make a bracha on the soup. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, it's a wild halacha. However, there are
even if you want bread, you have to wash again. And make
No. If you want bread, that's okay. But he said when the way the motzi works is you're pottering every single thing.
No, I understand that, but you didn't expect to have.
Well, let's look and see. That's what the shir is for. I know this sounds crazy, right? The lo reisi, the Rama says this is a crazy halacha. The lo reisi, the Rama, see people who are machmed on this. The Eshet HaTaima, he says, and probably the reason is because today, the world we live in today, okay, so he says, the Stam Dasa Adam, Al Kol Mashal Vesuda, okay, no one comes into a meal, I don't even think, even Pleish Yitzim Melchiks. A person says, like, what? It could be, I don't know, the Ramah, listen, Ramah is, I gave a very extreme example, okay? Milchiks and Pleish is a very extreme example. But the Ramah basically is saying is today, in today's days, in that day and age, that people just think, whatever I get, and the truth of the matter is, you know, it depends. You know, again, I'm not sure. If a person's eating lunch at home alone, yes, maybe, I don't know, but according to Rama, yes. I'm not telling people not to follow the Machaber. I'm just telling you what Rama says. That's what Rama says. He's trying to explain what the custom is, and you can't deny that's the custom. The custom is people think you make a motzi, but that is the halacha. Okay, let's look at the Magen Avraham. He says, Sifkat and Yod, the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch says, so it's the Stam Daito, because everyone thinks that whatever they get. Now again, Fleishik and Milch is definitely a very extreme example, but again, I think it's extreme for adults. I'm not sure how extreme it is for kids, all right? Okay, so, the Chay Mash and Mordechai Perek, he says, Upashit, the Peir, I have a good example, where it's Pashit, the Peir is Sloma on the Daito. Elin came a laughing behind hapas. So the peros, your das does not help. Okay, so that's why you have to make a new bracha on fruit. You know, many years ago, I think I was 13. My parents were out of town. I went to one of my brothers to eat dinner. Okay, and they served a chicken with a mushroom sauce. And Mr. Simo was saying, he says, you know, I never actually made this before. The chicken and the mushroom soup sauce mix. And I said, really? I said, I usually thought that mixes milchiks, right? So my brother, it was in the can. So my brother made a beeline for the garbage, right? And it was milchiks, right? Okay? That's the last time they invited me for a meal. And I'm just kidding.
But then
all of a sudden, you have to go ahead and you have to make a whole different meal, right? So again, probably Rama would say, yeah, people don't make a new bracha, but no, that's okay. But let's go. I just want to make sure, I'm sorry. Unless we have questions, let's go, because I want to finish some of the material. So he says like this. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Source number 5, Koshu Iker V'imo Tveilav.
So source 4 was that you have to make a new bracha on fruit?
On fruit, you got to make a new bracha, yeah, for sure. I mean, just a second. I want to take that back. I'm sorry, okay? That is generally what the accepted custom is, to make a bracha on fruit. There are those who maintain we're not doing this year today. It's a very difficult shaila because 100 years ago, no one ever considered a fruit a meal. Okay. Today, that has definitely changed. All right. So there are those. You should just know that having fruit during a meal today is a very big shaila. What you do really is a very big shaila during a meal. What you do. So if you're sitting Tu B'Shvat, I don't talk about it before Tu B'Shvat. That's one thing. It's a very big. If I have fruit during the meal, I usually eat it with bread because fruit.
It's like you have fruit in a salad.
That's a different story. I'm talking about a fruit salad. I'm talking about a first course or a last course. That's a very difficult challenge because today the world has definitely changed. In other words, if you would go tell somebody 100 years ago, yes, I'm having a meal and the main course is fruit, look at you crazy. All right? If they look at you, right?
But it's very common if you're having fancy food.
I'm saying very clearly it's very common. And that's why it's a shiloh, but we're not talking about it. That's not today's shir. Maybe we'll get to it before 2%. It's not today's shir. Okay? I'll take it later. So Shulchan Aruch says this. Now, so he said like this. So let's look at the halachah. Source number 5, Kol Sheikar Mimo Tveila, if you have a mikar and then something was secondary, which explains Dabar Bilti Nechshav, Baruch HaBarach Tveila, Beimi Baruch HaShalavem, Baruch HaShalarecha. Okay, so in other words, what does that mean? If you're eating fish with crackers, and the only reason why eating the crackers is either because you want to hold the fish in something, right? Or because it's very salty, then you go ahead and after you finish, you make a shahako and you make the bar nefashas afterwards. I know it sounds crazy. That's the halacha. Lomi boy ima ikur. That applies to liver with crackers also. Lomi boy ikur murav imetafel. It's mixed. Ela filu kalech levado. Va filu pas shahu chashiv mikol. There's nothing as chashiv as bread. Imutafel gagon shochol dog maliach ochapas imo shlo yerakenu vigrono. You don't want it to hurt your throat, annoy it, to irritate your throat. Nevarach al adag upotar apas kevan shehi tofel. Okay, that's the psach and the machabra. Then along comes Ramah, and Ramah makes things a little bit difficult. What does Ramah say? Ramah says, he says, v'yesh omrim im atofel chavav alav, if you enjoy the tofel. Alright? Nevarach alav, you make a brach on the tofel. V'acharkach nevarach al ikar, you go ahead and you make a bracha, then you make a bracha on the ikar. So now all of a sudden, things have changed. Okay, I'm eating the bread because of the fish, but you know what? I like bread. All right? So now you have to make a bracha on both. And the hard number, so he says, and then by the way,
if you made a bracha on the bread, then you still have to make a bracha on the fish.
That's what it sounds like. He says, Chodin the bracha al ikar, Chodin the bracha al ikar, Chodin the bracha al ikar. So when, when, how do you make a bracha on ikar? Chodin the bracha al ikar, Chodin the bracha al ikar, Chodin the bracha al ikar. Now you have an awful, let's say, you achal hatafal tchila. Okay, this is where Shaila, this is very Sir Shaila. What happens if you eat the tofu first? Now, what's an example of tofu first? Okay, so I've been told, okay, I'm being trained now, okay, in my older age, I'm being trained about how I was never taught how to drink whiskey. Right? Now I'm being trained, people in the shul training me how to drink whiskey, okay? And I'm told that you never drink whiskey in an empty stomach, okay, and you have to have something to eat first. So whenever they have whiskey, which I understand I missed one today, you have to have whiskey, Susan. So what happens is you have to go ahead and you have to have something first, a cookie or some cheesecake, all right? So cheesecake's a different child altogether. So you come in here, right, and you're having a cookie and a cup of whiskey. So the problem is, if you make a shock on the whiskey, it's a problem. Why is there a whiskey? Why is there a problem? Because it can't cover the cookie because you have the cookie when?
First.
What do you do? All right? So Ramah says, I'm ochla topol tchila, going to rotza lishtos, rotza lechol tchila, kdeil tsho yishtal liberi kana, right? Oh,
you're just learning this now that Ramah said it then?
Oh, Karine. Yeah. Good gunios. Lamate gashtia. I can imagine. I was like, he says, or I forgot exactly, but you eat something to make the fruit sweet. Okay, let's say for example, here's an example. This is about you have tea, right? And in the olden days, many people, before they don't put the sugar in the tea, they put the sugar cube in, right? So you make, what do you do, right? That's the example. So mavarech ala ochal chila, afal pishu tafal ishtia. The enu mavarech alav, rach shahakal, ho of hu tafal davar achar. So he says you only make a bracha shahakal because it's tafal is something else. What does that mean? So a person, according to Ramah, a person's eating a cookie or a cracker because he's drinking something, right? You don't make a mezonos in the cracker. What bracha do you make?
Shahakal.
You make a shahakal on the cracker. It's a crazy thing. All right.
So you make, even if you're eating the tuffle first, you make the bracha on the ikar to eat the
tuffle.
I don't think we've reached the...
Well, let's have the mission for all. That's probably why I overstuffed today, because I wouldn't know what to do today this morning. Let's go on. All right. Unless it was a good mezonos. Okay, so source number 9. Bacharon varach al ikar. Let's see, and afterwards you make a bracha on the ikar.
Are we
so
at 9?
We're number 6. Source number 6. All right, so it says, I am Magen Avram, Levir Agrosh, Hikshu Kam Kushyos Hozeh. Okay? So they don't like that. He says, they don't like that. They say, he said, even if you eat the tafel first, you should still make the bracha on the ikar. It doesn't make a difference. Okay? He says, I'm sorry. Even if the tafel is chav of a love, they say you should still make a bracha on the ikar. All right? Okay. You make a bracha on ikar levad. Okay, so example is a lot of times I think when we start having women come to the morning, so when there's a lechayim, there's someone who brings cheesecake and whiskey, right? So cheesecake is chavid, right? So the question is, but you're only drinking cheesecake because of the whiskey. So according to the Ramah, you should go ahead and you should make a mazonis in the cheesecake and a shakal the whiskey. But according to the Magen Avraham, right, and the Gra, no, you should just make a shahakal, right? He says, second line, number six. Shafilim atavu chavula baruch laich levad. V'atam the afshav atavu chavula v'etzem yoser mikol makom ata ein rachorah b'shil ikra b'shil huscha lachila v'ota lo yechal atavu klal. What makes sense? In other words, you know, it's very nice. I might like cheesecake, but I'm a mashuga. I want to go home and have some cereal with milk, right? I'm cheesecake in the morning. Okay, so you can ask, so why are you having the chayim in the morning? I don't know why. But the only reason I'm having the cheesecake is because I want to have the whiskey. So because of that, you go ahead and the Gra says you make a bracha shach on whiskey at all. Okay? And all this applies and the brachas are not the same. So he says, so then the Meshabura gives our case. Which is whiskey, brandy, va'ochal ezedavar amat pas acharav, lahat b'charifoso. See, he says, that's the opposite. Hashtia, lechivis hashtia, nasa pas tofel, v'etzach levar achalav. Achay, Dafka kishayadaito Allah b'shas bracha o sharagel v'kach brova pamim. He says that's what you're intending. Okay, so if we look at if someone's eating bread or if I'm not dealing with that. Okay, and when does this apply? When you're not hungry. But he says, but if your kavana is even when you're eating the cake or the bread. Because you're hungry, you might be only eating it because of the whiskey, but if your kavanah is also because you're hungry, you have two kavanahs, gamkein, kishyosi yayin sar v'ochal, gamkein, lekach im merkachat, okay? Afal gav shnir she'echad ikr v'sheyen tofel, kevan, shakvasol l'chila shneyem, imkein, ein zet tofel azeh, v'tzorach l'varach l'echach, olam rikas t'chila she'hem chashuvim. So he's saying is that if I come in and my whole kavana is only because I want to drink, right? Then you just make one bracha on shahakal, right? But if once I see it, I say, okay, you know what? I'm gonna enjoy whatever is here, right? Then you go ahead and you make two brachas if you enjoy it. You want to eat it, so it all depends. If it's something which you actually enjoy, you have to make two brachas. If it's something which you're only doing because you're having the liquor afterwards, then you have to go ahead and you have to make.
If you're enjoying it or if you're hungry.
You're hungry too. Okay. Now he says like this. He says, "V'hu adin kisherot lechol shar dvarim eino mutter k'rak kisherot lechol rach ma'at k'day lahapig marurus azav itafol." What's one way to determine why you're eating it? If you take like a mamish little piece, right? That's fine. But if you eat more than a little piece, so what are you showing when you eat more than a little piece?
You want to eat it,
right? It's good. Not, you shouldn't eat bread together in order to sort of break the whiskey. Because who knows what your kavan is? Who really knows? He goes on, let's say someone after he finishes eating, dips his bread into the yayin sarif, right? Then you make a bracha on the yayin sarif, because there, the ikar is the yayin sarif, not the bread, since you dipped it into the yayin sarif, into the whiskey or to the brandy. That's what he says. So therefore, what it seems like is, it depends on your kavana is. If your kavana is just for the whiskey, then you just make a bracha on the ayin tzara. Then you make a bonus for both. So then you should go ahead and make two brachas. And I think, and it's depending on situation, it's very difficult to know. But
you said nothing, but because if you want both, it means that you're not considering one ikar and one tefel.
I guess so. Right, 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 right.
In other words, you're right, 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 right,
right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right. Now, however, so let's. What?
I don't like cheesecake.
By the way, it's talking about bakery cheesecake. It's not like, you know, we're not talking about homemade cheesecake. Let's just finish up. So then we go to the second part of the halacha. Then what happens, where the second part of the halacha was, that if you're going to eat the tuffle first, what do? Okay? He says, so Rama said, you should make a bracha on the tafel, eating it first. That you should make that one, you should make a shahako. Alright, so he says like this. That's why then Rama, so Rabbi Shabura says, the Bishlam Kshvarachal Ikar Tchila. I'm at the source number seven. So if you're eating the tafel first, you should make a bracha on the tafel, a shahako. So he says, so why? So the Mishavura says, because if you're making a bracha on the ikur, so the tefuffle is included. But if you eat the tefuffle first, you can't say the bracha you make afterwards includes the tefuffle, right? So therefore, you should make a bracha on the tefuffle. So then, Siv Yud, what bracha you make? He says only shahakal. So if I'm eating an apple because I want to have whiskey after a yarn tzarab, I make a shahakal. Why a shahakal? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Yud, the Rosh Lomer, the cave in the Al Kopanim, who achilasa hu letafel, ledavar acher, his bracha sarulo, because since it's only secondary, it loses its regular bracha. And you make a shahakal kadesh lo yena, and it's believe bracha. Okay, so the Ramah is not machalik. He gives a general halacha. He says, but then the Magen Avraham says like this. He says, and just make a shahako. Of a Magen Avraham chilek b'zeh v'daito, the dafke in shosem mashkin, shebrachos a shahako, v'yiroyo levarech al hamashke, shahako, v'liftor zeh. So when do you say that you go ahead and you make a bracha, shahako, on the tafel? That's if the what you're drinking, right, is a shahako. So if I'm drinking whiskey, right, I go ahead and I make a shahako on tafel. But he says, but let's say, for example, the bracha you're making, the ikur, does not require shahako. For example, I don't know, anyone ever drink brandy? I never drink brandy. What bracha you make on brandy?
Not brandy. Brandy is shahako. Port.
Port.
Is wine.
The only time I ever had brandy is when I had a toothache. Mother would give me cotton and brandy to put on a toothache.
No, but brandy makes you happy, even though it's made of wine. But port is wine.
I'm not sure if port is fine. So what happens is you want to have port and you want to have a cookie. So if you make a shahako on the port, right, on the cookie, it doesn't potter. The brandy, the port. I'm sorry.
Port,
so what
is
Hagafen. Yeah, good. So he's like this. So what does he say? So he says that aval kishibracha seikar hu davar acher kol shas yain aim avarach lamaychol shkodem shalach acher rachbrach saruilo. He says. So then he says that then.
You make
in, proper bracha mazonas ulachila tov l'mno legamre milachol tava kol l'ikar, and he says it's better not to eat before the ikar, which people don't do. So it's very difficult. So look at the shahakol in source number 8.
Wait, so he says that, like, if it's something which isn't a shahakol, the ikar isn't a shahakol, then you should first make a bracha on the tafel and then?
No, he says the first bracha is not a shahakol, you should go ahead and you should make the mazonos. He said the only reason why you make the shahakol is because the shahakal is the same bracha as the ikur. But if the shahakal is not the same bracha as the ikur, then you just make the regular bracha. Okay. The Shaar Tzion says, Mishabruah, ki yesh me'achronah, shepachman kol ikur din ramah, maskim in Beis Yosef, that if you eat the tafel before the ikur, it's not called the shame tafel, right? And therefore you should not change the bracha. Alright? So even though Ramah says you should go ahead and you should make a shahakal, according to the Mechaber, you don't. And therefore, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to eat something which is not the same bracha as the ikur, you should make bracha ruyala. Okay.
So the bottom line is that if you're only eating, it seems, if you're only eating the tuffel because of the ikar, you don't like it, then lechor. So then you have a problem. By the way, did you make a shahakol? You have to go make a shahakol on that, right? Make a shahakol, and that's it. That's what you're supposed to do. If you like what you're eating, then you go ahead and you make a you do two brachas. Okay, now so that's the halacha. Okay, so no, just to sum up before we finish up. You make a bracha on the tafel, on the ikur and on the tafel, and if it turns out that you're eating the tafel before the ikur, so then you should make a bracha on the tafel. If the tafel is the same bracha as the ikur, you make the bracha that you're supposed to make on the ikur on the tafel, and you pater both. And if it's not, then you make on the tafel the bracha ruyulo. If you're going ahead and actually, even though it's tafel, but you enjoy it, let's say it's a good cookie, it's a good piece of bread, then you would go ahead and make the bracha haruyalo and consider it, and you give it its own bracha also. Now, so that is that. So just, once we're on the topic, I figured I would just take a second and talk about Peres Kenusa for a minute. So you go back to source number one, the Gemara talks about the koach, the power and potential of Peres Kenusa. So Amma, if you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth line.
What's
it? Those are the Peres from the north of the land of Israel, okay? Nothing like it. Amar Rava Bar Barchana. And by the way, they're probably talking about dates and figs and grapes and things like that. I'm not sure if they're talking about peaches and plums, all right? So I could be wrong. Amar Rava Bar Chana. Blueberry. Amar Chana. Ki avina afle vashar Rav Yochanan. Lamechav Peres Kenusa. We went after Rav Yochanan to eat Peres Kenusa. Okay? They were good. We went on a hike. Siki Havinam Bay Meya, and when we were 100 of us, so he says Martin Lechabakar Asarva Sara, give each of us 10 with a bunch of whatever it was. Kavinam Bay Asara, and we were only 10, Martin Lechabakaya, he gave each of us 100, whatever Shirum it was. The Chol Meya Minayu, having Maxim Lutzana, Bartlosa Sava Achlu, and all and 100 would fit into a basket that could hold 3 saw food, a fruit. For achaluhu, we'd eat it. And after we ate it, we would think the lo ta'im ziyuna, anything that gave us sustenance. Okay, in other words, the fruit was not real sustenance. That's what he says. Okay, then it goes on and says like this: azina salchadaitach. It wasn't food. In other words, after we finished eating, we were still hungry. It didn't, and that's why they say you should really eat fruit when after a meal, because fruit doesn't give you. I'm not sure if that's changed yet, but that's what it says. Rabavu achol adahavi sarak le dutva miapusa. He would eat fruit until flies would come off his face because his face was sweating so much. All right. Rabam and Rabasi have. Now you understand why I just remember this Gemara. Rabam and Rabasi have achol adenosur mezayu. They would eat this until their hair fell out. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, havi achol ad demarid. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said he would eat it until like the sugar made him so crazy. Okay, and that's actually what it means. He would like be marid. He would like he'd be out of control. Right, and Rabbi Shach, by the way, was a very strong man. So Amrul Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nasi, and Rabbi Yochanan tell the base house of the Nasi, but having Meshar Rabbi Yudin Nasi, Balushi Abashle Maishal Avese, they'd send soldiers after him to bring him back to his house. Okay, fine. So that's a very cool Gemara. That's, so you wonder, like, why did I think that when I saw Genusa? Because of this. All right. What?
Do we know what fruit this is?
Is fruit from the area of Genusa?
Maybe it had some sort of interesting
So, the Marsha says, a fascinating Marsha. Whenever you see a piece of Agarata, by the way, no, it's not literal. It's not literal, okay? And there's something unique about the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. And he says, if you look at source number 9, Haperos Metukin Ve'enon So'adin Kiperos Rashi. Now we understand what the Meraglim were upset about. You might think they were upset because they said that they were afraid we're going to get destroyed, you know, going to get killed. He says no. He says because he says they had such good fruits there. So he says, what's the answer? He says, in Eretz Yisrael, the fruits do not give sustenance. We're not going to be satiated from the fruits, right? And that's Pshat Zavas Chalav Udvash. It's so sweet, it's so sugary, but it doesn't give us, right? the sustenance that we need. He says, no chayin nefesh, right? And it makes us, and you never have to go ahead and you have to have soul to restore yourself. So what does this mean? Is this Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael? I would hope not. I would think Shat Megemara is that when you live in Eretz Yisrael, you know that if you want real sustenance, you want to really feel like fulfillment, we know it's not to need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea.
Okay. I assume you're going to do more in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like something, foods that we